I was zocha this week to experience the same kasha addressed by two of my great rabbeim. It was a simple kasha. This morning, Rav Neven Sal Shlita in his sicha asked the same question that another one of my rabbeim this week addressed. And it's a very simple and basic question. We'll go over both of their terutzim. We were zocha to Kabbalas HaTorah. Kabbalas HaTorah in Parshas Yisro. Parshas Yisro concludes, "Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Koisoy Mal b'nei Yisroel, atem ri'isem ki min ha-shamayim dibarti imochem." And then we get to Parshas Mishpatim, which Rashi tells us, just like these were given at Har Sinai, the Aseres HaDibros, so too, ve'ela Mishpatim were given at Har Sinai. But both of my great rabbeim asked, why is it that the Torah specifically starts with the passage of Eved Ivri, a Jew who's a ganef, he stole, he's an Eved, and that's the connection. The connection between us and Kabbalas HaTorah is about a Jew who stole, who's an Eved. Samari Rabbi Rav Neman Sal Shlita quoted from his father-in-law, the Mashkiach of Mir, Reb Chaim Zev Finkel Zatzal, the following yesod. Right after Kabbalas HaTorah, right after we've gone out of Mitzrayim, immediately HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to sear inside of us the responsibilities that we have to every Jew, even an Eved who's a ganef. The sensitivity. And Rav Neman Sal then went to go off and list. Parshas Mishpatim is full of that sensitivity that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to have. In other words, to take our experience as being avadim and be able to use, Rav Neman Sal didn't use these words, but it's clearly the idea, and to be able to empathize with somebody else. And so when we're fresh from that experience of being an Eved, we immediately need to get the mitzvah so that the mitzvah is seared inside of us with that sensitivity. Nemetzal pointed out, the Pasuk also in describing an Ani, this week's parasha, it says, Es ho'ani imach, and he quotes from Svar Makdoshim, Es ho'ani imach, there's a responsibility for us to have the sensitivity to the pain of an Ani. And then he went on to tell a story that Rav Ifra said on Asara B'Teves. I'll say it again, my Rebbe said it today, we should say it again. Such an important story. Rabbi Yochai Meisels, before we tell the story, was a close friend of Rabbi Chaim of Brisk. Before Rav Ifra said the story, did anybody, I know it's a Zayda here, right? Rabbi Yochai Meisels, did anybody hear of him? He was a Yedid of Rabbi Chaim of Brisk. But he devoted his life, he was a go not some. But he devoted his life for the poor and the impoverished. His entire life. And the story goes, I'll say it quickly, there was a terrible winter, and there were many poor people who were cold. And Rabbi Yochai Meisels went to visit the people in the town, the Gvirim, to collect. And when he got to the wealthiest person, he insisted on standing outside. And the Gvir said, please, come inside, come inside. And Rabbi Yochai Meisel stayed, said, no, I'm okay. After 5 minutes, he said, okay, I'll go inside. And he explained to him, I wanted you to know how it feels a little bit to be cold. And every single one of us has to have that part in Parshas Mishpatim, going from the high of Kabbalas HaTorah to feel Esoni Mach. Rav Neman Sal went on to say that the Pasuk, right prior to Ve'ela Mishpatim, is V'loisale B'malois Al Mizbechi. So a simple pshat of the Pasuk is that has nothing to do with Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. V'loisale B'malois Al Mizbechi, you have to build a Mizbeach that has a ramp, that doesn't have steps. But Chazal Darshan, the Pasuk V'loisale B'malois Al Mizbechi is connected to Ve'ela Mishpatim. It learns out halachos of Dayonus from V'loisale B'malois Al Mizbechi. And so Rav Neman Sal said, the Eitza of how we could have that empathy is Velo Sala B'malos. And that is that when we talk to somebody else, when we're with someone else, don't look at them as different than ourselves. Don't look at them as if we're above, even if it happens to be that we're above, but rather to work on the ability to be able to see things shava b'shava. And that's exactly what Rabbi Yochai Meisels was trying to do. He was trying to put that gevir in that place where he's able to feel, where he's able to connect, where he's able to relate. V'yafa l'misha amra, I could tell you. Rav Nevin Sal introduces the people that he teaches with on the staff to his wife, to his Rebbetzin, the 25-year-old Rebbeim, the 30-year-old Rebbeim. He introduces them as colleagues who he works with. He looks at it, pshuta k'mashma, he really, really looks at it as shava b'shava. That's one lesson for today. It's brought out by a story about Adam Gadol, who no one knows about. In fact, this Adam Gadol is such an Adam Gadol, but he's just a regular Rebbe in the American yeshivas, that one of my friends, some of you might be familiar with this story, wanted to impress on the boys. It was in a Shana Aleph program, where the boys weren't doing much in the beginning of the year. And he said, you have to realize, this Rebbe of yours, he's a giant. So he said, and you know what? He's one of the Gedolei Torah. They should be selling his picture in Mea Shearim. So then this Rebbe thought of something. He said, you know what? I got a good idea. So he whispers into one of the boys something. That day, one of those boys shows up in Mea Shearim and asks for a picture of Rav X. So it happens to be that this Rav has the same name as a famous Rav from Bnei Brak. And the fellow in Mea Shearim says, you mean from Bnei Brak? So he says, no. From city so-and-so. I'm keeping the identity anonymous. In the past, I've even said the name, but there's a reason why. Next day, a boy shows up in Mea Shearim where they sell the pictures of the Gedolim, and he says, again, I'm looking for a picture of Rav X. Says, from Bnei Brak? He says, no, from another city. So, this happens for 2 weeks straight. After 2 weeks and one day, the next boy that arrives, the fellow says, everybody's asking me for Rav X from so-and-so. He says, bring me his picture, and I'll sell it. And sure enough, Rav X's picture is there. We're family, a little bit family friends. It's in Mea Shearim. In fact, his Rebbetzin didn't believe it. She took a special trip to Mea Shearim to see, and she had nachas. She had her husband up. But you know what? You know what my son told me? Rav X, who's a Rebbe in one of our yeshivas, when there's a tsar in Klal Yisrael, when God forbid there's an attack, when he hears that there's someone that's sick, his children know that he can't put food into his mouth. He doesn't eat. He takes it upon himself. His children noticed that it was a coincidence too many times that their father wasn't eating breakfast, and they finally put it together and they pulled it out. Rebosa, we're not on that madriga. I'm not on that madriga. But when Klal Yisrael goes through a tsar, when we see one of our friends that goes through a tsar, is there something that we did to adjust inside of ourselves? That was my great Rebbe's lesson from the connection between Eved Ivri and Kabbalah Satara. Rav Biderman Shlita, another Rebbe of mine, who became a Rebbe of mine in a totally different way. Rav Biderman was I didn't know him from anybody, from Adam, but I did enjoy his pamphlets. So I took my son who learns in Litvish Yeshiva. I feel very strongly it's important that the boys who learn in Litvish Yeshivas have to go to hear from Chassidus Shemashpim. So I went with my son, and we were going to hear Rav Biderman, but he was late. He was supposed to come and give a tish at 11:30 at night. It was 12 o'clock, midnight Berech. And my son and I decided we're going to go to a side room and learn. Sure enough, they took Rav Biderman, there were 500 people waiting inside the big base medrash, and they took him through the small room my son and I were learning. And Rav Biderman walks over to where we were, because he realized it was a small base medrash, and he couldn't walk through without stopping for a minute. So most people would stop, and they would say, Apostle. So Rav Biderman walks over to my son and I. I was looking in the Gemara. I look up, and Rav Biderman is hovering over me on the Gemara, and he begins to say a drasha on Gittin Davzayin Amir Aleph on the spot. So I realized that Rabbi Biederman is holding in Agada in all of Shas, on the spot, for 5 minutes. Okay, so what does Rabbi Biederman say in this week's parsha? So Rabbi Biederman said something amazing about this kasha. He says the following. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ve'eila ha-mishpatim asher tasim lefneim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, after Kabbalah Satera, who is he thinking about? The answer is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is thinking about the Jew who's a ganef. The Jew who's down and out. The Jew who's become so far from Kudsha Brichu. That is the Jew that is dearest to Kudsha Brichu. After Kabbalah Satora, after that highest place, you should know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is worried about the poorest and the lowliest. Oh. If one takes a look at the Malbim says at a pasuk on the end of this week's parasha, the pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to remove all of our pain. Says the Malbim in Beis Elokim, right in the beginning. Ki hasagas kel yisparach al bruav. The pasuk says, uveirech eslachmicha, in general, I will give a bracha to your bread. Vahasiroisi is me personal. Ki asagas kel yisparach al bruav lahatzila meirasam hu yoser pratis meashkachosoy aleim lahetiv lahem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives ashkacha pratis, a greater divine providence from those who are down and out, those who are distant, those who are far from Kudsh Brich Hu, than the ones who are close. Hashem tzilcha al yad yiminecha, Rav Biederman said. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with those who are in the tzel, who are in the shadows. When the sun is close, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is close, then the shadow isn't very great. But when the sun is far, the shadow is greater. Hashem tzilcha al yad yiminecha. When the shadow is greater, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is closer. I have an amazing story to share with you. The story is about this camera. It's what this camera represents. Torah Anytime is one of the biggest Marbitzei Torah. We'll spend another week talking about why you Torah. And I have tremendous hakaras hatov to both of those mediums. And so many rabbeim are indebted to both of those mediums. I was zocheh this past Shabbos to have the founder of Torah Anytime by my Shabbos table. His name is Shimon. They're two brothers, Shimon and Reuven Kol Yaakov. They are Zoche on their own. They started sincerely just videoing a shir here, videoing a shir there. You'll see in a moment how they started. And eventually now they're Zoche to every moment. There are hundreds, if not thousands, of people learning Torah due to their zchus, due to everything that they've done. He told me I could share with you the following story. These two brothers come from Uzbekistan, what we call Tashkent, those of us who've worked in Kirov over the years. The Jews, the tragedy of communism, the evil of communism, is that the Soviet Union, which was one of the largest kingdoms in the history of mankind, managed to obliterate any sense of God all the way from the Polish border up until China. And these boys grew up in Tashkent, young children, barely knowing that they were Jewish. They came to the United States. This is the founders of Torah Anytime. They came to the United States at about age 6 or 7, or Shimon came to the United States age 6 or 7. He went to public school. He went to public school most of his life. And he said, "You want to know how little I knew about Judaism?" He said, "We were so poor, but I had such hakaras hatov to my parents," says a lot about him, "that any time I had a little bit of money, I tried to buy something for my parents." He said, "I had $3 in my pocket, and I went into the public school store, and I got what I saw so many nice things, so many nice necklaces that I see women wearing for my mother. I bought my mother a cheap necklace for $3. You know what the necklace was? Necklace was a cross." He knew absolutely nothing. He came home and excitedly gave his mother the cross. His mother turned white. That much she knew. And there was a rabbi who'd come to visit. They said, nah. Her mother and her father had a conversation in the bedroom, and he started to learn with that rav. From that place of a Jew who knew absolutely nothing. And then when he heard a little bit of Torah, he said, this Torah is so beautiful. My father is a photographer. I understand how to work a camera. My brother's become a programmer, and he knows how to work the internet. They started just wanting to share the shiurim that they enjoyed with so many other Jews who knew nothing about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. That's how this started. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doeg, Rav Biederman says, is doeg for those who are far away. But there's one thing that whether we're close or whether we're far, that we have to be able to do. You remember we spoke about the story where Rav Soloveitchik was looking for somebody and he said, Schwartz, say the Gemara, and the fellow said, Schwartz is not here. And then Rav Soloveitchik said, as you say the Gemara? Rabosai, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls on you, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, even though you're far away, even though things are hard, I know that there's something that you could do. We have two choices. One choice is to say, I'm not here. And the other choice is to say, no matter what I've gone through, I didn't even know that I was Jewish. I didn't even know that there was anything wrong with this. I didn't know any word of tefillah. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given me this opportunity, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give every single person here an opportunity. Every single person here to reach hasagos that they never thought that they could reach. But there are two responses. One is when it's difficult, when it's impossible to say, I'm not here. Lahavdur of Soloveitchik was saying, come, I want to help you. And then the fellow says, I'm not here. He wanted so much to help him. I'm not here. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us that call. Even though we're far away. Even though we have so many shortcomings. And there was one more thing that he had. What Shimon and Reb Ruvain had was they had an empathy for others who don't have HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. They had an empathy, v'ha'oni imach. They sensed that not only were they zoche to learn a little bit about HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, they desired to share it with others. Parshas Mishpatim asks us, according to these Mahalchim, two things. Ve'ela ha-mishpatim, ve'ela shenitnu b'sinai asks us two things. Number one is if we're able to have that empathy of Rabbi Yochai and Meisels, and it asks us also of whether we're able to step up when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to us with our shortcomings, despite our shortcomings. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Hashem tzilcha al yad minecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to raise you up. But we have to grab that opportunity. And don't say, I'm not here. Have a great Shabbos.